The education ministry in Jamaica pushing to have as many schools back to face-to-face classes by next Monday. This is WAVS News. Education Minister Dana Morris-Dixon says students sitting special exams will be among the first to be facilitated with special grants.
From $300,000 to $1 million, depending on how much cleanup they're doing. And so those will start going out to the schools starting tomorrow. And so I thank the team at the ministry, especially our CFO, for making sure that those funds can get to the schools as quickly as possible.
The education minister also speaks to the challenges faced by families following the disruption caused by Hurricane Melissa, challenges that have been met by stakeholders across the community in a number of situations.
I'm at Cornwall College, and they had their cleanup day, and they had parents, they had the students, the community, the past students, everybody came in, and the teachers came in to support the cleanup effort. When you go into one of the classroom blocks, I mean, there are no windows, there is no roof.
And the principal at the Cornwall College in hard-hit St. James Parish, Michael Ellis, speaks to the challenges facing his school.
We have lost several sections of the school. In fact, the upper school has been totally destroyed. Most of the roofs from the various blocks are completely gone. In the lower school, we have lost the roof for the grade 7 classroom. We have lost the roof in the auditorium.
In Trinidad and Tobago, meanwhile, a family is without their usual home because of a fire thought to have been caused by an LNG cylinder.
So she took bread and this kind of long sausage and toast and all kind of thing and bring it to her. Put the fire to sound to eat it now, and as I start to eat it, I hear boop! And as I hear boop, the whole place is a fire. So I said, a bowl, I said, a cold bed. My son and them had to run because they put me, I can't walk. So they had to pull me out.
Marjorie Ellis tells TV6 News her granddaughter was preparing a meal for her when the explosion occurred. Meanwhile, fire brigade official in charge of the Northern Division, Noel Stewart, tells TV6 News there are a number of problems attached to the cylinders in circulation in Trinidad and Tobago.
We are presently engaging with the suppliers of these tanks, and we are on board in terms of safety and what actions to be taken. So we also have that responsibility, not only the suppliers of these tanks, but the buyers, the consumers. We have that responsibility.
This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.